טוב, שלום חברים, אנחנו בעצם עוברים לחלק
השני. Hello friends, we are going to the second part called social time, but according to what we're going to go through, it looks like an even more internal time. It's very exciting to sit here, it's the first time for me to sit here and to see how it looks, to look at all the friends in the world, it's really powerful. Faith above reason always sounded like a technical, spiritual concept that's not clear. But this degree that we're entering feels very emotional, something that's really related to love, to connection, on a level that we've never experienced. And now we wish to experience it from within.
Yes, we also have everything we've been through in this time that we were together. We were studying about the faith above reason with the special clips from Rav and all that, all those impressions. But to take it one more step inwards into the depth of this scrutiny and the accumulation of this degree called faith above reason. Rav said in the lesson a few days ago, above reason says that you receive every friend as if he's already at the end of correction, and he cannot divert himself from that path. Above reason is that you receive every single friend as if he's in the end of correction, and he cannot divert from that state. So do you want to continue this part?
Yeah,
there's an exercise here. It's becoming an exercise in the end. They asked Rav in a talk with friends, they asked him, in the lesson you gave an exercise to the whole world clean to see the friend as if he's already in the end of correction. What does it mean? What do you expect to see?
What
are you asking to see here? So Rav said, when everyone looks this way at one another, they can feel pleasure from being in it. Each one is providing the others his tiny power of faith. But together, it's enough for each and everyone.
Let's read it again. It was from a conversation, a discussion that Rav did with the friends not too long ago. In the lesson, you gave us an exercise to the whole world kli to see the friend as if he's already in the end of correction. What does that mean? What are you expecting to see? What are you asking to see here? And Rav answered, when everyone looks this way at one another, they can enjoy that they are in it, each supplying the others with his small force of faith, but together it's sufficient for each and everyone. So what we want now in the first part of this social time of ours, to enter deeper and deeper into this state of ours, after we heard the guidance from Rav, now each in silence, we'll look at his friends inside. If it helps you to look on the outside also, look on the outside. But each and everyone looks at the friends, truly scan through each and every friend in the tent and see how each supplies the others this small force of faith of his, but together it's enough for each of us, just like Rav described it. Go over to the friends inside, in silent, we'll take our time and supply to each of the friends the force of faith and take from them.
ממשיכים להסתכל על החברים בפנים.
We're continuing to look at the friends who are within, and each is trying to acquire from every friend his force of faith. What a special force of faith, specific from each friend, can I acquire?
Rav described many times these threads of connection that exist between us, threads of forces. So after acquiring some forces from the friends, we want the friends to receive from us as well the force of faith, just like we received from them. So Rav is aiming us in this way. On the other hand, I want the friend to receive from me, to receive the small power of faith that's in me. I plant it in his heart, literally. Let's do it together. I want the friend to also receive from me the small power of faith in me. I truly plant it in his heart.
רב אמר בשיעור אתמול, אני מוכן.
Rav said in the lesson, I'm willing to give my connection with the Creator through me. I'm even willing to give him everything and disconnect by myself. We have to be in a state where it's festivity, a great celebration, that we begin to speak to the Creator in such a way that we are on one side and he's on the other side, and we arrange our connection better and better. It'll be a great day if a person can feel it. And what if we can't?
What happens if we can't see the friends in this degree? We'll hear Rav's advice. The fact that you're overcoming your reason and you want it to happen, and you depict to yourself that all the friends are in it, you try to see in them this degree and you hold yourself this way. Then, together with them, you begin to feel above reason. Again, let's concentrate. The fact that you overcome your reason and want it to take place, and you depict to yourself that all the friends are in it. You try to see in them this degree, and you sustain yourself this way. Together with them, you start to feel above reason. An additional advice and guidance. Let's take a minute, look again at the friends and depict that they are in this state. And if necessary, we overcome our reason until together we start to feel the degree of above reason. Again, let's look at the friends. Depict that they're at this degree, and if necessary, we overcome our.
Well,
we start to feel the degree of above reason.
In silence.
Let's
continue the tens in a workshop out of this silence and alertness and the common effort to see the friends above reason. Let's put some words to it. Let's try for each friend to depict to his friends how does he see them in this higher degree, in the end of correction. Please, workshop.
I see you guys in the end of correction connected together in adhesion between you with the Creator, with the force of the Creator dwelling between you, the force of love and adhesion, which is the glue that exists. You're all complete, and it just takes me outwards. It gives me work to correct myself so I can join you.
I see the friends as great, something that should awaken envy in anyone. I don't know, push forward to develop. It's a great thing. It's not just something off to the side somewhere. These great friends should be insane fuel for advancement, and we've dealt with it for the entire lesson. We have to ask the Creator not to forget it, for Him to give us the strength to persist in it.
A friend is already adhered to the Creator, thinking about Him all the time, feels that he's in this reality of none else besides Him, truly like a guest with the host in his world, takes all his energy and forces devoted so that all the created beings will reach it.
I had this picture that you're sitting in this meal, waiting only for me to come and annul myself, and how my entire life depends on it, how everything that every thought, every event that took place arrives at this place to add another grain of sesame to the work, so that this joy will erupt, and this table will spread throughout all the nations.
אני מתאר אתכם למעלה מהדעת שאתם ב...
I depict you above reason in an endless prayer, this constant overcoming,
תפילת רבים כלפי העשירייה,
prayer of many towards the ten, constantly demanding the creator and the connection between us.
לא יודע, לא...
I don't know.
לא טוב בדברים האלה לתאר.
I'm not good at these things, depicting all kinds of states.
כן, יש ידיעה מאוד ברורה שהחברים כל הזמן...
There's a very clear knowledge that the friends are always in above reason. And a pain that... It's not immersed in the feeling more. And from that, this hope that it will truly make it so that we will see things in the feeling and in the senses. If we're trying to place it in something tangible, in our senses, not in our imagination, I can say that only I can do something to change here. Everyone here is already managed by the Creator, is in a state of wholeness, according to how I can understand. And the only change
can
be in me, relative to the friends. And you can't expect any change from the friends. Maybe it's not end of correction, but it brings it down to something very extremely tangible. What's beautiful is that everything guides us to look inwards. There wasn't like one word in the lesson about what the friends really do or don't do, or rather it's all dependent on what my attitude is towards them. So there's no discounts for anyone or excuses. We simply have to look within and convince oneself in every possible way. Deeds, prayers. Until it comes to a state
that
you're above reason. Simply the result is that I see the friends as great, that I want to be with them, that I want to bestow to them, and that I want them to project to me this greatness, like that I'll be like them too.
I
look at the friends from below and I tell them how great they are, how great they appear. And they are already in bestow, they bestow such a special attitude to one another. Above this life and everything they're going through, they're holding on to the Creator.
לא יודע מה להגיד ברמת מילים, אבל אין ספק שמילים הם הרבה פחות.
I don't know, the words are definitely less forced, powerful than the silence that we had, and where a person walks around and asks and prays for this connection, for this attitude, for this for us to not stop talking to the Creator.
אם תחנה עליי מחנה, לא יירא ליבי, לא יירא ליבי, לא יירא ליבי. אם תחנה עליי מחנה, לא יירא ליבי, לא יירא ליבי, לא יירא ליבי. אם תקום עליי מלחמה, אוי מלחמה. אם תקום עליי מלחמה, אוי מלחמה.
בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח. בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח.
טוב, אנחנו עוברים עכשיו לחלק קצת יותר פרקטי.
We're going to slightly more practical part. We have less than 2 weeks Congress. Congress dealing with above reason is the central topic. It should make us examine our attitude toward each action we want to take in the Congress. So what we're going to do is for each tent to appoint a friend to write what the friends are saying. We want to hear what you're want to hear it in the end. And the first question is, how should the preparations for the lesson look like during the Congress? How should the gathering of friends look like in the social time? So it will take us to above reason, meaning everything has to be new here. It's above reason. Something about our attitude has to be very different in everything we do. The question is, how should the preparations preparation to the lesson look like during the Congress, the gathering of friends and social time? How they should seem, how they should appear, so they will take us to above reason.
Okay, this is interesting. This is exactly what I was going to say. The whole convention in silence. All the preparations, all the meals, all the lessons. I don't know. There's the aspect of we know what works, and I need to pray to seek this innovation within me. And Kabbalists don't like surprises, but it's all in our work. On the other hand, what can you do? It's the will to receive that is impressed from innovations. So, I think it's good that we get suggestions from the teams and advise each other. Also in music, we're constantly looking for some new spice that we can add, maybe. Let's continue and see.
I
haven't heard if the Congress is in tens or not. I'm taking it as forgiven, as a given that it is in tens. Nobody said anything about it, but we should talk about it because when describing, depicting the state, we have to know if it's one way or another. Let's say that it is in tens, and then there's what to work with compared to what we saw last time. What was, what wasn't. I connected less to speakers. I think we went past this period where they have these long speeches from friends during the lesson preparation. I think it's okay to have it in meals and such, but not in lesson prep. So we can start with what not to have. And this is work between us. Source excerpt, something we work on after a lot of thought. By the team who prepared it, both in silence and while talking about it, you can enter into this feeling before the lesson.
I don't
remember these advices from Rav either, all these innovations, surprises. When I heard that, I didn't really feel all with it inside, because it seems like it's an immaturity and a place for mistakes that friends have done. And in big conventions, there's no room for mistakes. You can't have like an idea of that someone will divert everyone and all that. So guidance that there's no surprises and everything is known in advance. And I'm actually really impressed from the innovations and the unknown and surprises, where all the media, all the content, the whole world is based on that. There is no such model that you can in a dry manner come and do this. There's the things that usually don't work. And we need to do it in a way that there will be nothing strange or things that will divert us or make us not be in a state of that thought, but you have to do it so that it'll always look new.
I don't know what kind of recommendations I should give about the external form, but I can say that preparation has to be filled with spiritual fear, tension. The electricity has to be in the air to feel the gap between where we are and where we want to come to. And the gathering of friends should be filled with joy and gratitude.
There's a combination between very exalted and clear things like times and content and the blocks and those that we need to try, which is very hard, to awaken the heart of the friends and new things. They shall be new in your hearts, in your eyes. I think it's the central thing that every friend, first of all, me, to come without sleep, clean everything. Just like every kalos will wake up in the morning and pray to forget everything. In order to prepare the kli, that's how we somehow need to, on the level of the 10 or of the group, in individually even, to clean everything and ask the Creator to guide us.
Spiegel,
Aliyah didn't write anything.
He just wrote that he's writing. Soon we'll have something. I was just in the question. I saw that it's not just the preparations for the lesson. It's also written here about the meals. And I thought we were only talking about the preparations, but yes, there's a great broad spectrum here. So altogether, we can do it all according to the goal of all these things. I know that the preparation for the lesson, we need to come to a prayer together. We have to come to feel how we come out from an individual matter to something between us, and we enter with a prayer to the lesson. The mood, the spirit, the importance and greatness, and the social time also. The social time, I don't differentiate between that and the gathering friends. It's just also with the material. Here, Spiegler writes, each needs to be ready and alert to enter the role, everything that was in the convention before, in the 10. Everything that was in the previous preparation of the 10 were good.
שומעים? אנחנו עכשיו רוצים לעבור לשיתוף, למליאה, לשמוע את ההתרשמויות שלכם, על איך אנחנו צריכים להיכנס כל אחד וכולנו יחד, גם בזמן החברתי, גם בישיבות חברים, אז בבקשה תרימו סימני שאלה, גם במערכת הערבות וכאן באולם, ידיים, בהשתוקקות, לא כולם בבת אחת מה שנקרא, אם לא אז אביו סטייל, אנחנו נתחיל למנות פה אנשים. כן, בנצי, בבקשה.
כן, אז אצלנו בעשירייה אמרו כמה
דברים, אני אקריא אותם. In our 10, a few thoughts. לתת מטלות ספונטניות לחברים, אני רק אוסיף. Gathering of friends, Italian style, to give gifts to the friends, because it will put every friend into a sort of alertness. There's not a passive viewer, but at any moment they can turn to him and ask him to do something, to give something, to sing a song. Music is important. When friends are singing a cappella, And also silent moments. Friend said that there was a tish like last time with all kinds of stories. It was very emotional to share each and every one the processes of the Congress. No one is a passive viewer, everyone is participant. Choose songs that people sing together because it connects people. And dance and hugs.
Thank
you very much, Moscow. One, you are the first sparrow in the world clee. Why is not the whole world clee yellow? Come on. Come on. Question marks and the whole Arvut system. Put your question marks all over the world clee. Come on.
Подготовки к уроку. Разные, сильные.
Preparation for the lesson to show how the friends speak one after the other in order by according to a certain script. Special direction according to the sources. Workshops in the 10, where the purpose of the workshop is to scrutinize the common deficiency.
Tenny?
אנחנו רשמנו שאדם ירגיש כל חבר וחבר שאדם ירגיש כל חבר וחבר במהלך ההכנה שנקבל כוח לוותר על
עצמו. We wrote that
feel every friend and how he was in the preparation and to do preparations from great love and heartfelt preparations where you feel the effort for connection.
Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan.
Когда помогать друг другу ими сердечным выступлением перед товарищами и прибегать к первоисточникам, которые у нас.
To help each other with heartfelt connection, to use the sources to that will advance us to faith above reason.
To make an atmosphere in the preparation of stimulating good deeds, helping each other. What are good deeds? What can I do to bring more good deeds, to search the good deeds, to help each other, to be an example in good deeds, bringing high spirits? How can I see the friends even greater? How can I make this atmosphere that we see the friends even greater than greater? And how can I myself participate in bringing good deeds to the ten and to the world clique? I'm being an active in that, in an example, in high spirited and love of friends.
Toda Rabba, Florida.
Thank you, big dog. It needs to be more like Congress. It needs to be all like Congress. And one of the guys in the tent said, well, why can't we do it like a meal? You know, do a hummus or whatever, or just do onion and oil and some bread and open our hearts over that as we're sitting there going through our normal preparation material.
Thank you, woman Mark 62.
Добрый день всем. Мы тоже записали несколько вопросов. Это мы хотим читать.
We also wrote a number of questions.
О поручительстве.
We would like to read such juicy excerpts about our Arvut, about a prayer for a friend. Then aim ourselves internally at the connection with a friend and the prayer connection, prayer for our common deficiency, opening of the hearts, all these exercises of friends recommend and Rav recommends. Also, we propose to read excerpts from the Zohar, to hear the voice of Rabash, the singing of Oren. We're coming closer in the hearts and we delight in the preparation.
VS34 decided that we will be here in our root system 220 for the preparation of the preparation. This is our preparation from now on to the Congress.
Thank
you very much, friends. We're asking from the tens to send suggestions how the lessons need to appear in the lesson so that we can rise above reason. Just like we did right now, whoever has a question, Max 7, Latin, Nikolai Sachev, women Toronto, and Mac, all the friends that didn't also hear, all the friends, send it to our, all these suggestions for the social time and the lesson preparations to Borrowed World Kli, so we can integrate with all those things, and we have a quote, and then Yair, be ready. An excerpt from our daily lesson yesterday. Rav said these words. We need to be in such a connection between us that we're all ready to always help each and every one be in a connection with the Creator in an alternative manner. I'm willing to give my connection with the Creator through me. I'm even willing to give Him everything and myself disconnect. We need to be in a state where this is a celebration, a holiday, a big holiday, a great joy, where we're starting to talk to the Creator in such a way. Where on one hand it's us, and the other hand him, and we're arranging our connection more and more. This will be a great day if a person feels this.
First of all, great gratitude for this lesson. Friends are in the end of correction.
נגיד ככה, תראו, מאז השביעי באוקטובר,
look, since the October 7th, we see that the hate for Israel is spreading around the world at an alarming rate. There are many expressions to it in the form of anti-Israelism, anti-Zionism, and also auto-antisemitism among Jews toward Jews.
And
you see that as people who have a role, we think we want to get support and sympathy, but we see that we get resistance and protests, and the world is again turning against us. Today, May 5th, we're going to mark the Holocaust Remembrance Day, and we ask the question, why? Where's the upper force in all of this? Is there an upper force? Is he watching over us? How does he do it? Is there a connection between everything that has to do with the Nazis and the time of the Holocaust and what's happening today? These questions are deeply protruding, and we decided to have a special broadcast under the header Holocaust, October 7th, Iran. A special broadcast marking the Holocaust on the Creator, the hate for Jews, and the future of Israel. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we feel that people need answers to these questions. And we've created a broadcast that's going to be about 3 hours long. The main broadcast is going to be at 7, but the program as a whole starts at 6. We're going to have friends who are going to host this broadcast that's going to be broadcast online throughout the entire network, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We're going to break down these topics, these burning questions, and we're going to take people through a certain process to ask the correct questions and to receive the right answers. And we see in it a very special event. Beyond the fact that friends have invested a lot in it and they're going to be interviewed and to share, and we're going to watch a
a movie that speaks about it. It's called The Shadow Author. It speaks about the message of the Holocaust and also the Rav's film, Into Truth. This topic is very close to our hearts. We want people to know the reason for what's happening, and we ask everyone to share it with their friends and relatives. You find it on our website. Please share this broadcast far and wide, because it's important that they will know. It's important they will know what's the reasons for everything and what is the solution. So we invite everyone today at 6 p.m.
Announcements. God, where are you? Sorry, the previous slide. The Holocaust, the hatred of the Jews and the future of Israel, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah today, 7 p.m. Israel time, you're invited to share this with your friends, relatives. It will be moved and sent to all our Israeli clique to share this. For Independence Day, we're going to be talking about the strengthening of the Israeli evening of independence. A lot of songs and connection and all kinds of good things going on there, uniting for the house of ours, all, our home of ours, all. On Thursday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. Israel time in Petah Tikva. It's open for all our broad public, and you're invited to share it with your families and relatives. It will be sent in the WhatsApp as well. Our broadcast for today at 11:10 talks about the path with Rav. At noon, the afternoon lesson recorded, 5:30 reading the study of 10 Sefirot, and 6:30 building a spiritual society. At 7:30, we're reading the Zohar, and our mission every 10 is discussing how our preparation for the lessons need to see and be in the lessons in the convention, and how we're going to rise above reason with them. We'll conclude with a song.
El viejo mundo está sepultado en el ayer. Hoy viviré, con la certeza de que hacia atrás no volveré, porque ahora un mundo nuevo ha de florecer, y en otorgamiento tendrá que ser. Un nuevo mundo ha despertado, al no pensar solo en nosotros otra vez, otra vez. Miles de amigos conectados, rezando juntos por el mundo a la vez. Al morir, hoy pediré. La 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 ונעשה לו נחת רוח לבורא. אתה תראה או תגלה שכל הרצונות של החבר יספו בתוכך לבקשה שתעלה אל הבורא.